Good evening. This is Heartstock Radio, and I'm your host, Carol Murphy. This evening, our guest is Pamela Chaloux, and she is the CEO and founder of Practical Feet Advisors. And in just a moment, Pam will be back and tell you all about what she's up to. Remember that you can find us on Facebook. Yay! And you can also email us at heartstockradio@gmail.com. And in just a moment, we will be back with Pamela Chaloux. This is Heartstock.
But on the other side,
hello, this is Heartstock Radio. I'm your host, Carol Murphy. Thanks so much for listening. This evening, our guest is Pamela Chaloux. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Carol. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for being on Heartstock. Please give our listeners just a little intro here of what it is that you do.
Great. Thank you. So I am the CEO and founder of Practical Feet Advisors, and we are a boutique firm that offers intuitive mentoring, strategic advising, and transformational convenings. And I'm also the executive producer of the Social Venture Institute at Hollyhock and at SVI Women here in the Bay Area. And Practical Feet Advisors is really the culmination of 25 plus years of me running socially responsible business networks over decades with the best CEOs and impact investors and social entrepreneurs on the planet. And over these years, I've had really the opportunity to gain insight on effective leadership, the importance of connected ecosystems for social change, and the critical importance of creating equitable economies that work for all people. And during that time, I was also on a spiritual quest and a long pursuit of knowledge that was related to the healing arts. And I've, over the years, worked with hundreds of different of healers, partnering with a traditional Chinese medicine doctor on a book. I dove into classes that ranged from holotropic breath work to shamanism to becoming a certified Reiki practitioner. Those were always separate pursuits. And now I'm bringing my long-term business experience with my passion for the healing arts together through Practical Feet. And for the first time, I can really say I'm on purpose.
What was the aha moment for you when you realized the two were connected?
Well, it was a time when I really got clear that if I had the opportunity to integrate both, that I could be more impactful and, in fact, have a bigger presence in the work that I did in the world. And so rather than having them be separate, I brought them together, and now it is, you know, it is the work to do.
So do you find that the groups that you work with are open to some of these healing arts, kind of non-traditional mm-hmm. healing arts, and how is that impacting their work?
Well, actually, it's an exciting time because I think that we're in a period where our overall consciousness is rising. And so people are far more interested, engaged in, and involved in more healing art work. And it's becoming more accepted in society as well. And so, you know, in the past, if you ever, you know, if someone said, hey, I'm working with an intuitive mentor, people's eyes might roll, or you might get a squared look glance. But now people understand that when we do our inner work, the capacity building that is so necessary, that it isn't something that is, you know, crazy or some of the terms that people might use, but it's actually necessary work that brings us back to our real purpose in the world. So I'm seeing it grow. I'm seeing, you know, at Social Venture Institute, women this year, we had three women come as part of their business. They're doing intuitive type work. And for me, that just is a real clear, you know, example that this is growing and being more accepted worldwide.
Very nice. And how about you, Pamela? Where did you grow up? And tell us a little bit about what led you to where you are now.
Sure, thanks. So I grew up in a little coastal town in Maine, where I was just one of a handful of kids who, upon graduating high school, decided to leave the state and go to college. And that was really part of the journey that, you know, I never looked back from that opportunity. And I kept pushing myself out of the comfort zone towards really the pursuit of my passion. And at that time, from a very young age, I was really fueled by the art of storytelling. And I always knew that by telling really good stories, by sharing stories, and by engaging that kind of art, that, you know, the world could be a better place. And that's ultimately what, you know, helped me to leave New England. And when I graduated from college, I moved to Los Angeles and I worked in the film and television industry for over a decade. And that opportunity led me to the Bay Area, where I was hired to be the vice president for the CBS affiliate here. And, you know, the truth is, that seems like 10 lifetimes ago and probably, you know, five different iterations of who I am today. But it was part of the foundation. And at 30, I decided that I was going to do what I affectionately call now a life course correction. And I took a chunk of time off. I, you know, quit my job. I quit my marriage at the time, and I did some soul searching and really dreamt on what was next. And I, for the first time, I started to consider doing work or working in and at an organization with a mission. And I was also at that time considering going into the healing arts, because it obviously had been calling towards me. But the truth is I was too afraid. So instead, you know, I decided to go work for Planned Parenthood, and that's where I cut my chops in political advocacy. I became the media spokesperson for the affiliate, and, you know, I still did a bunch of work, you know, in my personal time in the healing arts, but was doing, you know, more of the nonprofit work in the day-to-day. And then after a little while, I started to get a twinge again of wanting to do something else, and considered the healing arts. And again, I was too afraid. And so I landed at the Social Venture Network, which is now called the Social Venture Circle. And that's really where I received my MBA on the job as the co-executive director of that network. And that is a network of some of the best social responsible CEOs on the planet. And they really taught me about the intersection of business and spirituality. And it was one of those places where I started to think about, is it possible to have integration? And so then I left there, SVN, after about 5 years to go work with a philanthropist who was focused on building a vibrant ecosystem and economy in the region of British Columbia, and had a great experience in Vancouver, BC for 7 years, and then headed back here to the States to grow another national network called BALI, which is the Business Alliance for Local Living Economies. And I was there for 5 years, and then I started to experience some burnout. And, you know, I guess I had really felt that I had done what I had meant to do while I was there. And so at some point I decided to take a couple of days off and to reflect a little bit and to dream on what might be next. And so I headed out to the Sonoma coast all by myself. And that 2-day silent retreat, it was a pivot point for me. I took time to do a ton of journaling, and I had these you know, moments of tears that just kept flowing and flowing, and a calling to keep going to the beach. Like the message I kept hearing was like, go to the beach. And I didn't want to go at the time because it was pouring rain out, and it was raining so hard that you really couldn't see in front of you. But finally, I just kept getting this message. And so I went to walk on the beach in the pouring rain. And you might think I'm crazy, but I literally heard a voice screaming at me saying, you know, are you going to finally take the leap and do the work you're meant to do? And, you know, at first I looked around to see if someone was actually talking to me. And I kept hearing that message. And finally, I just said, yes. And when I did, it just shifted everything. And I went back, quit my job, and started Practical Feet.
So the work that you are meant to do,
mm-hmm.
What is that? I mean, I get the sense that it's working with entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
and getting them to the place that they're doing the work that they're called to do.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah. So really the work for me is to help to empower others, and especially women. I really have an affinity for working with women. I've always mentored women in my business career. So to empower the women to build their inner capacities and their resources in order for them to make the best decisions and choices in their path forward. And I help them to do that by using their innate wisdom and their own knowing. And that is, of course, intuition. And so I act as a steward and a guide and provide a real container for people to help them really remember what essentially they know intuitively. And then they can go out and do the best work that they are meant to do in the world.
When you say build their inner capacity and resources, what exactly does that mean?
So that means simple things like using your own skills to, one, to trust yourself, to trust that you know what is best for yourself. It's using the tool of equanimity in the face of massive change or upheaval or stress, trying to find that place where you can stay in balance and where you can have peace of mind. It's the tool of when you feel threatened by fear, where you can go past the fear and move through and make a decision from a point of knowing versus a point of fear. And it's these places and these small, what seem like small undertakings, but are actually the biggest blocks that keep us from having the real clarity and the real purpose of our work in the world. And so I help you to remember and to move through these blocks and these old narratives and these grooves of stories we've told ourselves so that you can get back to where you're supposed to be and on purpose.
Excellent. And in just a moment, we're going to delve into this more. And I'm totally enthralled and fascinated. Pam, I'm going to take a quick break. This is Heartstock. I'm Carol Murphy, your host, and we'll be right back to learn more about Practical Feet Advisors. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
evening. This is Heartstock, and we're in a really interesting conversation with Pam of Practical Feet Advisors. Thanks for being on our show, Pam.
My pleasure. This is fun.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we were just talking about what it is that you do when you work with entrepreneurs. And you mentioned that you are very drawn to working with women. Why women?
Mm-hmm. Well, the truth in the matter is that, you know, I really feel, especially during these times, that we are being called to bring in more women leadership qualities. And in fact, I would go so far as to call them divine feminine leadership qualities. And that's because we know that the old patriarchal systems that we have been living in are no longer working, and that we need new ways of being and doing. And it is clear to me that it is these divine feminine leadership qualities, which include things like connectivity, building of community, creation, intuition, a felt sense versus a thinking sense, that these are the qualities that we need and are necessary for our evolution. And so I believe that if I can do my part in helping to empower women to be the strongest voices, the strongest empowered decision makers, the strongest and most fulfilled essences of who they are, that this will be a continued evolution where we are walking more into our power and taking the leadership roles that are rightly ours to take. But it also means that, you know, this is not, you know, I have an affinity to helping to support women because of the lack of equity that I've seen over the years of women in power, in positions within business. And yet, you know, this is not just about women. You know, we innately as human beings have both feminine and masculine energy within us. It is these qualities that I think are so necessary, the feminine qualities that are necessary to be the antidote to the qualities that have, you know, put us into the place that we're in now.
And where is that place? Where do you see us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're in an interesting time where we are watching, as I said, the old system of patriarchy literally crumbling before us. And so that's good news. And yet, and it's also a little bit of bad news because, and when any system starts to die, it will rear up for the last, you know, for its last hurrah to try to gain control and to stay in power. And so that's what we're seeing taking place in all parts of our society. So that creates a bit of state of chaos. It creates a state of confusion, and it can also create, you know, an us versus them mentality. And that does not serve us as human beings on the planet, as entrepreneurs, as leaders. And so if we bring in these other qualities of connection and community, and if I am well, you are well, then we all win.
Mm. So you have these two endeavors, Practical Feet Advisors, mm-hmm. and SVI Women. Mm-hmm. They're separate, but I get the sense that they are somewhat connected. Yes. Can you kind of talk about the two a little bit?
Sure. So part of Practical Feet Advising, as I mentioned, is we do transformational convenings, and SVI is one of those, I guess I would call it an expression of a transformational convening. The model itself has been around for well over 25 years. It was incubated at a social venture network long ago when Gary Hirschberg was the board chair of SVN, and he wanted to create an opportunity for learning for other entrepreneurs from the success that he and some of the other CEOs in the SVN network were experiencing at the time. And so this model's been around for, you know, as I said, over 25 years, and we've been producing it up at Hollyhock Retreat Center in British Columbia for probably, I think we're in the 23rd year up at Hollyhock as well. It's a 5-day event up there that is really, I affectionately call it a boot camp, a loving boot camp for social mission entrepreneurs, where you have the opportunity to do skill building, problem solving, and peer mentoring and networking with like-minded entrepreneurs. So I've had the privilege of being a producer of that event at Hollyhock for the last 17 years. And 2 years ago, as I was leaving Bali and launching Practical Feet, I had a little more capacity myself and some space. And so I partnered with my business partner, Martha Belcher, as well as my women's group, which is another tool that I often tell entrepreneurs about, is creating a strong, viable support group around them. But our women's group decided to produce SVI, but just for women entrepreneurs and those who identify as women entrepreneurs here in the Bay Area, with the notion of trying to build community for small business leaders, as well as take a tested and proved model to help grow businesses here in the Bay Area that are led by women.
So this idea of social entrepreneurship, using business as a force for good, mm-hmm. B corporations, all of this.
Yeah.
You've been involved in it long enough, I think, that you can give us a perspective of where we are here and now. Mm. Is this a growing wave? Is it just a small blip on the radar that's going to, you know, live its life and go by the wayside? Where are we at here? Mm. And is it really taking a strong, profound hold on business and changing it?
Yeah. Well, it's a great question. And, you know, I can say unequivocally, like, this is not a blip. So SVN started in 1987, I think. And at that time, people, when you use the term social responsible business, people thought you were crazy. You know, the Ben and Jerry's and the Anita Roddick of the world, who were founding members of SVN, at the time, people thought they were nuts. You know, they just didn't understand that you could use business for good. And so now you look all these years later, and the ethos of social responsible business is almost a given. There is such a strong proponent towards creating businesses for good, and or even within the big corporations, because there's still some very bad corporations out there. But there are social responsible business standards and practices that are now in place that, you know, are a result of this work that has happened over the years. And now with B Corp coming, you know, they've been around for a while now, and they're starting to really hit their stride and making a huge difference in the way businesses look at their impact and what is possible through the work of their business. And it is only growing. And so I feel very hopeful about the entrepreneurs, the CEOs, the investors who are using these kinds of tools and resources to create the new ways of businesses that are possible, and also looking at what are the new innovations that are built upon the, you know, the foundation that these movements collectively have brought us to where we are today.
So those of us out there living the dream, as they like to say, what advice do you have for us?
So as an entrepreneur, the things that I have seen over the years, you know, I really, these are things that come up every time I'm in conversation with an entrepreneur, is, you know, first thing I would say is, and we know this as people who run our own businesses, but the road of entrepreneurship is, it's curvy, it's winding, and it's long. And so the thing to really keep in mind in that is that you should focus on the journey and not the destination, because at the end of the day, the destination may not be where you first set out to go. So just keep your eye on the long term. As I said a minute ago, I really recommend that people create a kitchen table advisory group, and it could be a small group of your most trusted allies, but people who have been in the trenches and have done the work, who will give you solid advice and, more importantly, will tell you the truth when you need it the most. This is critical. And then, you know this, as do I, is like you really need to be prepared to stretch yourself further than you ever thought you could, and then you're going to stretch a little bit more. And that's the good news. That's the gift of entrepreneurship, is that it offers us the opportunity to go to places that we wouldn't normally go to, and to really pull from our deepest resources towards what we want to do most importantly. And then the last thing, of course, is that I would say to trust your intuition, because it really is your guide. And you know, too often we forget that our thoughts become our reality. So I advise and it really suggests for all of us to dream on, focus on, and then do what we most desire. And because we only have this one lifetime.
That's a great place to end, because we've run out of time. And how might folks get in touch with you and find you, Pam?
I have a website at practicalfeetadvisors.com, and you can find me there.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on Heartstock.
Thank you, Carol.
Mm-hmm. This is Heartstock Radio. I'm Carol Murphy, your host, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Peace.
And on the sign it said, no chance.
Heartstock Radio is a production of KBMF 102.5 Butte America Radio. Hear our live programs every Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time via live stream at butteamericaradio.org.
That time was made for you and me.